The poll suggests that a large majority of Pakistanis has negative views of Islamist militant groups, such as Al-Qaeda and Taliban, and considers them a threat. But at the same time, a majority also rejects military action against the militants, such as last year's assault on the Red Mosque. The survey concludes that contrary to the impression in the West, a majority of Pakistanis do not favor Islamic militants. Clay Ramsey is the director of research at the Program on International Policy Attitudes.
These findings suggest that there is strong public support for giving Islamic principles a greater role in governance, but this does not mean support for extreme religious conservatism. On the contrary, there's significant support for reforms going in the opposite direction.
Stephen Cull is another director with the program. He says some people believe that the opposition to President Musharraf and the United States has intensified because more Pakistanis favor religious militants.
It does not appear to be rooted in some radical Islamist ideology. It has not driven Pakistanis into the arms of Islamic militants.
Cull says there is no significant political constituency that is for or against the West, or for that matter, for or against the Islamists.
There is a small minority that is sympathetic to militant Islamists and Al-Qaeda, but it is not a significant political constituency, and it's by no means characteristic of the supporters of any of the major leaders, including Nawaz Sharif.
Cull says it is necessary for the U.S. to address the Pakistani people as a whole, because there is no specific group on which to focus. He says researchers spoke with a wide variety of people, including supporters of President Musharraf and opposition leaders Nawaz Sharif and late Benazir Bhutto. All groups, he says, expressed lack of trust in the United States.
Now, the bad news is there's also no faction within Pakistani political society that the U.S. can really turn to, that is sympathetic to it, and that could be used as a kind of base to work from. All of these factions perceive the United States as a threat. Even supporters of Musharraf have a very negative view of the U.S. and perceive it this way.
Cull says a large majority of all groups reject the idea that Pakistani government should allow U.S. troops to enter Pakistan to pursue and capture Al-Qaeda fighters. The New York Times recently reported the Bush administration is considering covert action against Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters hiding in Pakistan's tribal areas. Ravi Khanna, VOA News.